It is the Friday show. It's Neil Atkinson coming up. We've got Anan Menon to talk about Leeds United. Very pleased to have him coming on and doing that for us. And in front of me, I've got John Gibbons and Mo Stewart to deal with what is a complicated weekend. This is going to become a mild theme of the Friday show over the course of the year, in that I just want you to know, listeners, I'm very vexed by five games on Sunday, four of them at 2 p.m. and loads of them involving teams who literally have not played the game that they play that precedes the game that happens on Sunday yet, John. We're just going to have to roll with these punches right the way through the campaign. There is nothing to be done about it, but ultimately it is now going to become a theme of Premier League weekends. You know, I'm looking right now at Sunday, the 26th of October. There's four games kicking off at 2 p.m. that week as well. It is just now the way things are going to be because so many teams are in Europe.
Yeah, and how teams who cope with that, who maybe aren't used to, is going to be quite an interesting thing. They might approach the tournaments a different way. I always think, you know, it's a shame that especially for teams who don't qualify for Europe every season, when they get there, maybe, you know, don't play the strongest team. I remember speaking to a footballer once and he said, you know, you work hard all season to qualify for Europe, and then you reward is the European tournament, and then it feels sometimes that managers don't necessarily take it as seriously or worry too much about sort of Premier League. So you'd hope that they, you know, especially for teams who aren't in all the time, that they are going strong in the reward, and certainly the players who worked hard all season to qualify. But then those Thursday, Sunday turnarounds can be tough, especially if you're away from home. Either really, it makes it very tight. The 2 o'clock one always feels early on a Sunday as well. So how teams cope with it, it's going to be interesting, especially when you're not used to it. And there'll be some teams who qualify for Europe partly because they had less games and they were able to keep teams fresh. Have they managed to get bigger squads to be able to cope with that, or are they still reliant on a select group of players? Those will be the challenges, but listen, the challenges you want, and for the fans, it's brilliant, isn't it, to be going on these European adventures and to be getting these games. Is brilliant for them as well. So you don't want to take the romance out of sports. You don't want to reduce it all to kind of, you know, sports science. But it will be a challenge.